Rocky Childress had been the prosecutor for Ford County for more years than he cared to remember. The job paid $15,000 a year and required most of his time. It also destroyed any practice he hoped to build. At 42, he was washed up as a lawyer, stuck in a dead-end, part-time, full-time job, elected permanently every 4 years. Thankfully, he had a wife with a good job, so they could drive new Buicks and afford the country club dues and, in general, put on the necessary airs of educated white people in Ford County. At a younger age, he had had political ambitions, but the voters dissuaded him, and he was malcontent to exhaust his career prosecuting drunks, shoplifters, and juvenile delinquents, and being abused by Judge Bullard, whom he despised. Excitement crept up occasionally when people like Cobb and Willard screwed up, and Rocky, by statutory authority, handled the preliminary and other hearings before the cases were sent to the grand jury and then to the circuit court, and then to the real prosecutor, the big prosecutor, the district attorney, Mr. Rufus Buckley from Polk County. It was Buckley who had disposed of Rocky's political career. Normally, a bail hearing was no big affair for Childers, but this was a bit different. Since Wednesday, he had received dozens of phone calls from blacks, all registered voters or claiming to be, who were very concerned about Cobb and Willard being released from jail. They wanted the boys locked up, just like the black ones who got in trouble and could not make bail before trial. Childers promised his best, but explained the bonds would be set by County Judge Percy Bullard, whose number was also in the phone book, on Bennington Street. They promised to be in court Monday to watch him and Bullard. At 12:30 Monday, Childers was summoned to the judge's chambers, where the sheriff and Bullard were waiting. The judge was so nervous he could not sit.
"How much bond do you want?" he snapped at Childers.
"I don't know, Judge. I haven't thought much about it."
"Don't you think it's about time you thought about it?"
He paced rapidly back and forth behind his desk, then to the window, then back to his desk. Ozzie was amused and silent.
"Not really," Childers answered softly. "It's your decision. You're the judge."
"Thanks, thanks, thanks. How much will you ask for?"
"I always ask for more than I expect," replied Childers coolly, thoroughly enjoying the judge's neurosis.
"How much is that?"
"I don't know. I hadn't thought much about it."
Bullard's neck turned dark red and he glared at Ozzie.
"What do you think, Sheriff?"
"Well," Ozzie drawled, "I would suggest pretty stiff bonds. These boys need to be in jail for their own safety. Black folk are restless out there. They might get hurt if they bond out. Better go high."
"How much money they got?"
"Willard's broke. Can't tell about Cobb. Drug money's hard to trace. He might could find $20,000-$30,000. I hear he's hired some big-shot Memphis lawyer. Supposed to be here today. He must have some money."
"Damn! Why don't I know these things? Who'd he hire?"
"Bernard. Peter K. Bernard," answered Childers. "He called me this morning."
"Never heard of him,"
retorted Bullard with an air of superiority, as though he memorized some kind of judicial rap sheet on all lawyers. Bullard studied the trees outside the window as the sheriff and prosecutor exchanged winks. The bonds would be exorbitant, as always. The bail bondsman loved Bullard for his outrageous bonds. They watched with delight as desperate families scraped and mortgaged to collect the 10% premiums they charged to write the bonds. Bullard would be high, and he didn't care. It was politically safe to set them high and keep the criminals in jail. The blacks would appreciate it, and that was important even if the county was 74% white. He owed the blacks a few favors.
"Let's go $100,000 on Willard and $200,000 on Cobb. That ought to satisfy him."
"Satisfy who?" asked Ozzie.
The people out there. Sound okay to you?"
"Fine with me," said Childers.
"But what about the hearing?" he asked with a grin.
"We'll give them a hearing, a fair hearing. Then I'll set the bonds at 100 and 200.
"And I suppose you want me to ask for 300 apiece so you can look fair?" asked Childers.
"I don't care what you ask for," yelled the judge.
"Sounds fair to me,"
said Ozzie as he headed for the door.
Will you call me to testify?
He asked Childers. No, we don't need you. I don't guess the state will call anybody since we're having such a fair hearing.
They left the chambers, and Bullard stewed. He locked the door behind them and pulled a half pint of vodka from his briefcase and gulped it furiously. Mr. Pate waited outside the door. 5 minutes later, Bullard barged into the packed courtroom.